Hello, world of podcast listeners. Thank you so much for leaning in to listen to the Mark 827 Talks podcast. My name is Daryl Irby. I am the producer and the host of the Mark 827 Talks podcast. And I am elated that you have determined to return, or perhaps this is your first time joining us for the News Talk series of the Mark 827 Talks podcast. If this is not a return visit for you, I would encourage you to go back and listen to the entire library of the Mark 827 Talks podcast, but especially the first episode in this series of episodes of the News Talk series. So in the first episode of this series of News Talk, it was simply an introduction, the inaugural episode of the News Talk series, and this will be part two of the News Talk series entitled Godly Government. As mentioned in the first part of this series, we are looking at Romans chapter 13, in the New Testament of the Bible, where the Apostle Paul addresses godly government. This is part two, which is entitled Ordained Authority. And for this series, the scriptural reference here in Romans chapter 13 really says it all. So there's not a lot of commentary that is required from me. 13, if you don't already have your Bible, it's a good idea that you grab it so that you can take a look at the actual text that we're looking at this afternoon. So Romans chapter 13 and verse 1 says, every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God. And they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. And so we'll stop there for today's episode. So again, this episode, part two of this series, is entitled Ordained Authority. So I think it's very important for us to notice here that the Apostle Paul makes it very clear that the authority, the governing authorities, the powers that are ordained of God, are those authorities that are established by God for good, for good cause, and for good behavior, not for evil. So when you have governing authorities that seem to be in support of evil, or that seem to administer and initiate evil themselves, that would not be considered a godly governing authority. God's authorities, God's governing officials, those individuals who are obedient to their ordained purpose, are good authorities. They are in favor of good and not evil. Now, from what we can see with our objective observation, we can see that the current administration that is in power here in the United States of America currently, under the leadership of the incumbent president, they are doing things, they are saying things, they are carrying out policies that very clearly are not for the benefit of the United States citizenry. They are doing things that could not be construed as being for the benefit of the people over which they have authority. So then, based upon what the Word of God says here, it seems to me that those individuals would not be considered to be the ordained authorities of God. Because God is holy, God is righteous, God is perfect, God is the ultimate good. And so God would not be in favor of governing authorities that are mistreating people, that are mistreating whole ethnicities of people, and who are promoting that mistreatment as though that mistreatment is appropriate. God's authorities would not be in favor of mistreating people. God's authorities would not be in favor of evil. God's authorities would be in favor of good. They would address bad behavior, but they would not be the individuals who are actually doing the bad activity and who were actually behaving in the evil and the wicked ways. And so when we talk about the ordained authority, please understand that the authorities that God ordains are authorities that are for good and are against evil. So that's it in a nutshell. There's not a lot more to say about it other than what the Word of God has stated so clearly. So in our next episode, we're going to talk about illegal resistance. And I'm looking forward to that conversation. I think that's going to be a very enlightening episode. And I look forward to you sharing with us for that episode, just as you have with this one and perhaps previous episodes. So in order for you to be notified when I publish future episodes, please click on the follow button or the subscribe button so that you will be notified each time I publish another episode that will for sure add value and understanding. In the meantime, please be blessed and stand out because of your excellence.